I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see a cloudy sky today with a chance of rain, high around 66 degrees. Democrats in the Illinois Senate have passed a new budget package which will raise the state's income tax and cut spending. But as Tom Lisi reports, it got no Republican support and its future is uncertain.
The Senate voted on a different budget proposal last week, and it failed. So Democrats tabled their negotiations with Republicans and went for a plan that matches the spending level of Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's own budget proposal from earlier in the year. Senate President John Cullerton says that should be a win for the governor.
I don't think he's going to criticize this budget, and he really can't criticize the taxes that he asked for.
But he already has, tweeting before the vote he won't sign a budget that doesn't include relief for property taxes. Cullerton says he's open to more negotiations on property taxes, but this plan would raise income taxes by more than 30% and add sales taxes to some services. The legislation now goes to the House. Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan released a statement saying the proposal will be, quote, considered thoughtfully. I'm Tom Lisi.
And as Tom said, lawmakers discussed raising the income tax and passed a package of tax increases. Governor Bruce Rauner says a property tax freeze has to be included.
Let me be clear. To get my signature, any agreement must include real property tax relief. You already pay the highest property taxes in America. It would be wrong to also lock in forever higher income taxes, too.
The governor wants local control so that taxpayers have a say in whether property taxes go up or down in the future. The Missouri House Committee has endorsed a bill authorizing discounted electric rates for steel and aluminum production facilities after it removed a more controversial provision. The revised bill is expected to be considered today by the full House after the Chamber's Utilities Committee voted yesterday to advance it. It's a part of a special session called by Governor Eric Greitens. New legislation aims to keep more students at Illinois colleges and universities. Democratic Representative Lou Lang says high school graduates are leaving Illinois in droves, with up to 35% never returning. He says his three-pronged bill would help slow that trend.
First, an affordability grant that allows good students who are working hard, who have need, the opportunity to get some help from the state. Second, a pot of money for our state universities to retain and reach out and find new faculty. And third, debt relief for students in Illinois.
Lang says the grant program is for students from families earning less than $125,000 a year. The grants would be capped at $4,000, and participants would have to maintain a B average. Democratic Representative Will Gazzardi says the national landscape is changing on this issue. Lawmakers say it would take effect in 2018 and 2019. They've made the legislation subject to appropriation because they don't know what the economic picture will look like. I'm Jennifer Fuller.